This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I guess you could say they came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about Dejan Resources Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DJIFF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol DJI. And with us today, we're very lucky to have her, is the Chief Operating Officer, Dr. Catherine Hixon. Dr. Hixon, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning and thank you very much.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you guys do, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Well, what we are is a junior exploration company with a focus specifically on lithium brine extraction, exploration and extraction. So we are operating in two jurisdictions. We are in Nevada, good old USA, as well as in Argentina.
So I discovered your company, like I said, about 2 or 3 months ago. What exactly and who is Dejan?
Well, what we are exactly. Okay. I mean, as I say, we are a junior exploration company. We have, a very highly skilled exploration group. There is myself, as well as one of our other directors, Dr. Mark Kulbaugh. We have extensive exploration experience in the kinds of environments where lithium brines are found. And just to give you a little bit more background, lithium is a hot commodity these days, but it comes in a couple of different forms. And by that, I mean that lithium can be mined in traditional mining techniques, and we call that hard rock lithium mining. And there are projects in Canada, in Australia, various other places around the world. But the lowest cost production comes from lithium brines. And when we talk about a brine, what we're talking about is actually a liquid. So these liquids, and just kind of think oil and gas, and these liquids are underground, but they're in very specific geological environments. And these environments are areas which have what we call closed basins. And these closed basins are areas on the Earth's surface, so one of them being in Nevada and the other being in Argentina as well as in Chile. These closed basins hold all of the water. And as that water, that groundwater, whether it's falling as rain or snow, as that groundwater interacts with the rocks within the basin, it liberates the lithium which is held in those rocks in the basin. And it comes into the brine. And then our exploration is really looking very much like oil or gas exploration. In fact, we do seismic. We do other types of geophysical techniques. And ultimately, we drill. And we drill, and then we pump these brines to the surface, and then they are processed to extract and purify the lithium.
So on the brines that are coming out, then you take that to the marketplace and you put these in lithium batteries, is that correct?
Correct, but that's not our role. So we are an exploration company. We will develop the resource to the point where we will likely partner with one of the up-and-coming processing companies. And so you have this brine, and think of it like oil and gas. You actually have to refine oil and gas before we can put it, you know, either into our homes
Absolutely.
To light our furnaces or our cars. So we will likely partner with a company that specializes in the extraction. So we will be the supplier of the brine, and we'll partner with somebody who will purify it.
Your three major projects. Can you tell us where you guys are at on that process?
Yes. So in Nevada, we have two projects in Nevada. The one which is the most advanced is called Teals Marsh. And the main marsh, it's Teals Marsh Valley. And what we've done there is we've completed roads and paths. And that marsh will tell you that even though these are closed basins, and in Nevada, some of your listeners might know about it's one of the places where you can have the fastest cars and whatnot. So these basins are often dry, but they are actually often wet. So we have to construct roads and paths. So we've done that, and we are in the process of getting ready to drill and, in fact, try to determine what we have in the basin in terms of its concentration of lithium.
You've been listening to Dr. Catherine Hickson. She is the Chief Operating Officer of Dejan Resources Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DJIFF. They also trade on the TSX up there in Canada under the ticker symbol DJI. What are the advantages of investing in your company at this point?
Well, I think one of the chief advantages is those U.S. projects. So I spoke about Teals Marsh, the other one's called Alkali Lake. So we are in the U.S. It's a great jurisdiction, particularly Nevada, to be in, very mining friendly, easy to get projects done and go forward. It's, your president has already specified lithium as one of the critical elements important for strategic importance to the U.S. So we have a strong presence in the U.S., and then we're also down in Argentina. Argentina is, having its issues, but the thing about Argentina, you can move projects forward. And the advantage of our position in Argentina is we're in an area called Salinas Grandes, and Salinas Grandes looks, and we're in the process of doing the exploration there, but it will have value similar to what is found in the lithium brine in Chile in the Atacama Desert, where some of the first lithium was extracted from brines. So we're incredibly excited about the prospects in Argentina in the Salinas Grandes Basin.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today, but before I let you go, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
I'd like them to take away that Dejan is, we are a very technically competent group of explorers, and we move projects forward efficiently and effectively.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, Dr. Catherine Hickson, and also I would like for you to come back on the show, say 40 or 50 days a day, give us an update on not only the Argentina project, but also the Nevada project. In closing, is there anything we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I think we've covered most things. Thank you so much.
There you have it. Take a look at them. They're trading at about 8 cents a share. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DJIFF. You can also find them on the Toronto Stock Exchange Adventure under the ticker symbol DJI. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.